APY Morning News on this Tuesday morning, August 9th. We're brought to you by Geno's Kitchen and Appliance Center, specializing in quality GE appliances, local headlines, sports, weather, all coming up for you as time permits. But we want to welcome into the KPOY Morning News on this Tuesday morning. He is Special Agent Dan Rodriguez, the FBI Sacramento office. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing great. Listen, your timing couldn't be any better. As we were talking, I mean, boy, once again, the FBI in the headlines, breaking news this morning. First of all, how are you, Dan?
I am excellent. It's funny that you mentioned that because one of the most common questions I get as the recruiter for the Sacramento division is, what's an average day like in the FBI? My typical response is, there is no average day, as you can see from yesterday's activities.
Yes, indeed. That just scratches the surface a little bit too, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, Dan, let's first, we'll take care of what we got going on in the Sacramento field office. You have a agent recruitment event going on this week.
Yes, that is correct. On Thursday from 6 p.m., so Thursday, August 11th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we are having a diversity agent recruitment event here at the Sacramento Division. How you sign up for that is you go to our website, fbijobs.gov. You click on the DAR, Diversity Agent Recruitment Event for Sacramento, and you can register that way. So what we're looking to do is we're looking to hire the next batch of special agents, and we're looking to identify individuals from all sorts of professional disciplines who never thought about working for the FBI. So it's a more of an information session to kind of give you the nuts and bolts about who we are, what we do, and why we do what we do.
And also with that, too, we should say on the website, there are certain qualifications that in order to apply to be a special agent with the FBI. Is that right?
That is correct.
Mike, we're too old, Mike. We're too old, by the way.
There is an age requirement.
Yes.
You must be a U.S. citizen. You must have your bachelor's degree and at minimum at least 2 years of professional work experience. And there are a couple of disqualifiers with relations to drug usage and felony convictions.
All right. Pretty standard stuff. Can we jump in a little bit, Dan, on, like you said, the daily life, not so normal with the FBI, days like today as we're hearing it. Let me ask you this. How has it been? How long have you first been with the FBI, Dan?
Speaking for myself, I've been coming up on 18 years of service with the FBI.
So you've been there a long time.
I've been here a while, yes.
Yes, you have. And thank you, by the way, for your service with the FBI. Listen, let's talk about the last years.
All right.
With the FBI in the news. How has that been from your, this is just your, how you react and how you respond to this, being with the FBI and all the back and forth, depending on which side of the aisle, I guess, you sit on, and depending on who's being investigated or what the breaking news story is at the, you know, that we hear about. How has it been being with the FBI so long that you've seen it either the FBI tarnished or, you know, you have some big supporters still out there? What do you say?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because I was listening to your show earlier before I jumped on, and you said that, you know, it kind of depends where you fall on it. I'll tell you this much. It's very painful where we sit because we sit in the middle. We don't fall on either side. So with that, comes the pain that you endure because our whole mission is based on upholding the Constitution. So we do the work that the Constitution affords us to do, so we're not on any particular side whatsoever. But I will tell you that it is always an adventure, seeing the type of investigative caseworks that we do. They're not privy to the, you know, average individual out there, and that's what makes this career so exciting. I mean, we're not following any one particular order. We're just upholding the Constitution.
Dan, we're gonna hear over the next 12 hours on these radio waves after we're off the air about how the FBI is indiscriminately going after political opponents of the president, and they're just making these decisions haphazardly, and there's this cabal of left-wing political law enforcement agents that are attacking the opponents of the president. We're going to hear that for the next 12 hours on these radio waves after this show is over. Can you please dispel emphatically for those that don't see, are not rational and don't live in reality and are listening to the pontificators every single day, that that's not reality?
Oh, I'll say this. I can't comment on active investigations, but I will tell you that when it comes to the FBI, we work in conjunction with two other esteemed entities. The FBI is its own agency. We do work in conjunction with the Department of Justice, United States Attorney's Office, and then we also work in partnership with the judicial system of the United States. The FBI has no authority to make unilateral decisions. Anything that we do, we work in conjunction with DOJ, the United States Attorney's Office, and then we present the facts to the court system of the United States, and they're the ones that ultimately give us the authority to do any investigative activity that we do.
So just to reiterate, the FBI did not indiscriminately go into Mar-a-Lago. There was actual a court order, evidence presented to a judge, and that directive was then given to the FBI director, who then said, we need to go seize this information.
That is how the court system works. We gather the facts. We present our facts to the United States Attorney's Office. They review it, and then they, in conjunction with us, presented via an affidavit to the judicial system, and then the judge will authorize, either authorize or not authorize, the investigative activity requested.
So i.e. the search warrant.
Right.
Right.
So in this case, I believe, I don't know any particulars of the case. I just heard that it was a search warrant. So any information that you have via the media is the same information that I hear.
Yeah, I spoke with an FBI agent about a year ago. And we were talking about ongoing. It was at the height kind of the COVID shutdown. So it was probably a little over a year ago. And we were talking about different topics, different things that the FBI is kind of looking at. And it was during the time where there were a lot of groups that were not happy about the shutdowns. And I was surprised to hear at the time that there was a little bit of a concern, and I know you can't speak on, you know, possible active investigations and such, but that there were concerns with some militia groups and militant groups in Northern California and some of the plans they might have had. And I know that, you know, sometimes these clandestine plans, they're tough to seek out because all of this communication is done back channel wise. What would you say about the threat of militia groups in Northern California, especially in some of the more remote areas?
Well, I mean, the FBI takes any threats that's presented to us seriously. I mean, I can't speak specifically about the militia groups because my area is of expertise is not in that field. But we'll, whatever, I guess, threats or tips or complaints are brought to our attention, we will do our due diligence to, you know, verify the veracity of those, of that information that we receive. So anything that's presented to us, we'll take it, we'll evaluate, and then go from there. I can't speak specifically on militia groups since I'm not too familiar in that area. But, you know, there are all sorts of threats every day that we encounter as the FBI, and we're going to evaluate those to the best of our ability.
Hey, Dan, let me ask you this, not necessarily as a follow-up, because I know you can't really talk about ongoing investigations or anything happening maybe here in Northern California, but is there one case that maybe that has been closed and maybe all finished up now over your 18 years that just kind of made you kind of stand and go, what the, you know, one of those cases that maybe, you know, everybody sees the FBI on TV and all this stuff, and we always see these very dramatic cases that the FBI is involved in. Is there one thing in reality that maybe sticks out to you even to this day?
I mean, I've had quite a few cases that make me think that way, and the reality is, as you mentioned, those cases are rarely ever seen in the media spotlight. We do our work without, you know, looking for media attention. So one of the, I guess the one case that sticks out to me is the first case that I inherited when I came to the Sacramento office in 2010, and that was a fugitive case. That one did get some media attention. The individual's name was William Walter Asher. He was an individual that was convicted of murder and escaped the California prison system in the late 70s. And that's when the FBI originally opened the case. I inherited the case in 2010. And about a year later, give or take a year later, I was able to locate the individual after he was on the run for over 30 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, something like that always sticks out to me. It's one of the first few cases. I mean, that case had been handed over easily over 25 agents had looked at it at some point in time, and then it was just, you know, a little bit of luck, a little bit of hard work that I was able to put that together and bring that individual to justice.
All right. Listen, we're talking to FBI Special Agent Dan Rodriguez today. We're going to circle back around, Dan, because we want to give you an opportunity again to kind of push what's happening this week down there at the office in Sacramento. Where is it located? When is this event happening? Again, just give us another recap of the big recruitment event happening. And also, this is kind of a special one because the FBI, as we know, diversifying and want to attract from different communities and, you know, different backgrounds and stuff, agents to come into the fold.
Yes. Well, if you're fascinated about the news and the FBI, then you should definitely sign up for our recruitment event that's being held this Thursday, August 11th, in the Sacramento field office from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can sign up via our website, fbijobs.gov, and you're definitely correct. We are trying to recruit individuals from all sorts of professional disciplines. We need everybody's unique perspective, different ways of solving problems, because inevitably we do face challenging times, and the more, I guess, brain power that we can have, the easier it is for us to overcome these challenges that we face.
Yeah, I've known a few people that have gone to the recruitment, and I've known a few people who are actually in, and I'm like, they're way smarter than me. They're pretty darn bright. Is there a I'm sure in the interview process you can't have any simpletons in the FBI, if I'm correct.
That's correct, and the important thing to take away is that those individuals come from any professional discipline. Yes. I know the FBI has typically been seen as lawyers, accountants, and military. We are more than that, and I just want to specifically highlight during this whole COVID era that we received quite an influx of teachers who wanted to come and be a part of the FBI. I mean, teachers had a very tough time. They were, in my opinion, in a no-win situation. And so, you know, it's to our benefit that they look for a career change. Now we have quite a few that are going through the application process.
Well, listen, Special Agent Dan Rodriguez, it's happening again on Thursday evening, 6 to 8 o'clock. People can go. Give us the website one more time, Dan.
The website is fbijobs.gov. And look for the DAR Sacramento event.
And that gives them the address and everything they need to get to the event. Well, Dan,
yes,
listen,
absolutely.
Continued good work, as much as the national press and everybody at times reporting on certain elements, kind of disparagingly talking about the FBI. Continued good work, Dan, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks, Dan.